Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report for this October 29th, 2025. I have your host, James, here. I want to say a big thank you to our friends at Crockett Septic sponsoring this this show, giving us an opportunity to talk to some of our great local people and highlight certain events, and certainly talk to people like our great friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge number 693. We got our good buddies from there. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing good. It is great to have you in studio, as always. Catching up with you, as always, is always fun. And highlighting the Elks Lodge. Every Wednesday, we talk about bingo and that going on over there, some of the different events that you guys host. And today is no different. We're going to focus on something coming up on Halloween. What do you got going on?
So we actually have a lot going on Halloween this year. We have a trunk or treat that we are doing both at the City Hall with the police department, and then across the street at the lodge itself, we're doing trunk or treat out in the parking lot there. So if you want to come, distribute your candy, hang out there. We're kind of making an event of this. So we'll have some food trucks there. We'll have some other things going on. I can tell you for sure my truck will be there, Deary's Food Works, and we got a Halloween-themed menu. And then we also have Kristen's Smokehouse Barbecue that's coming down to join us. But beyond that, it's a good opportunity for the kids to come out and have that. The time is from 3 until about 6 p.m. is the trunk or treat, and it leads right into a Heartbeats Halloween dance.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a little bit different. You remember last year we did our Nightmare Before Christmas theme.
It's fantastic.
It was fun. We had a blast putting it on and doing it. This year we were approached by Ben from Heartbeats, BJ Benilava, as he's calling himself for this.
That's great.
He's a great local guy. He's from Rapids here, now lives in Marshfield. He's an EMT. And what this does is gets out, he's trying to raise funds to get the CPR wrap devices. Mm-hmm. They're a little packaged item that basically, if you open it up, it teaches you how to save a life step by step. And as you know, with CPR and cardiac events, every minute counts. So if you're like me, you're not versed in CPR, this will literally, you put it right on the victim, and it'll take you step by step how much pressure, you name it, it tells you exactly how to save
amazing.
A life. So he's looking at getting these in like three different sizes, from infant all the way to adult. Mm-hmm. And distributing these throughout Wood County. So I thought that was a great cause. And originally we'd planned to do it a little earlier, but Halloween just kind of fit for both of our things. And I was like, this is a great idea. We can turn it into a costume party. So the event itself is all ages. It is from 6 until midnight at the lodge. Again, the food trucks will be hanging out for a while, so it's not like they're just coming for trunk or treat and then leaving. Mm. They can serve as late as they want up until about midnight. 11. I'm not sure how late any of those are going to stay. So,
keep that in mind. Certainly.
It's $10 admission at the door. And you will get entered in for a door prize of some sort. I'm not sure what he's got going for that. He has some pretty nice raffle baskets that have been donated by a lot of different sponsors, high dollar value items. So please contribute to those as well. See what you can find. There's probably something everybody likes in there. And, of course, the Elks will have our regular baskets out that we do for our youth activities as well.
Mm-hmm.
So those will be fun things to check out there.
Having a raffle attached to these events, of course, vital. It's always important. And the community loves those. So that's really cool to hear. And a big shout out to all those businesses, all the people that add to those and make those such great prizes for people.
Yes. And we were fortunate enough to have the Milwaukee Brewers donate to this as well. They donated a 2-ticket voucher for any game Monday through Thursday for the upcoming season. So that is a huge, huge, huge package that has immense value to it there. So hopefully this helps him raise the funds that he needs. We donated the lodge for the night. And hopefully this gets us, you know, a good showing. And hopefully we'll continue to do this again next year.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and when it comes to this area, and you know this as well as I do, man, when it comes to having a fun time for a good cause, nobody does it like this area. People come out of the woodworks. They come out, people you may not even seen in a while. And then you see very, very familiar faces and people that show up at a lot of these events. This is a great time of year. We love having fun on Halloween. We also do Halloween better than most communities do in this area. So you combine forces with these things. And I think you create not only a really fun event for for people, but a chance to really bring funds and attention to a great topic and for a great cause. I think a lot of people may have just found out about these devices, may have just even heard that this is a thing.
Yeah, this is a newer thing.
So just even bring attention and awareness to this, I think, goes a long way, let alone the fun that we're going to have from this and hopefully the funds that we can be raised. I shouldn't say hopefully, the funds we will raise from this, because we know, again, we know this area. We know people are going to show up for this one.
Yep.
It's just wanting more and more people that we could possibly get. So make sure to spread the word about this event. Make sure everybody knows about it. The Trunk or Treat at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693, happening from 3 to 6. And then the Heartbeats Dance will go from 6 to midnight.
Yes.
People need to register or anything like that?
Nope, just come to the door. You'll get a wristband based on age, so that we can determine who is the youngins and who is not, because the bar will be open. beyond that, it's just a fun time that everyone can come and enjoy, and just something we're trying to do good in the community and leave it out there and be good.
You know, and I gotta ask, the hard questions time to time here and everything. Can you wear costumes?
Absolutely.
All right.
We are absolutely doing a costume contest. Don't know the details on that for sure, what he's giving away as a prize or any of that. But costumes are absolutely encouraged. This is going to be a fun night, so we want everybody to, in the spirit of Halloween, dress up, come out, have a good time. If you're coming and you got a costume, know that there will be kids there, so keep it a little bit PG if you can.
Yeah, it's a good call. Good call.
But beyond that, you know, it is what it is. It's Halloween. We're there to have fun.
Yeah. Enjoy yourself. And come in costume if you feel it. Enjoy. There's few things better in this world than seeing little kids dressed up for Halloween. It's a blast. It's so much fun. That's going to be a really good time. Looking forward to that. And we'll be talking about it on our morning shows, making sure everybody knows and promote this. And we encourage the community, as good as we are at our job and as good as you guys are over there promoting yourselves. We know word of mouth goes so far. So be sure to spread the word about this event. And a big shout out to not only all these businesses and everything and everybody involved, all the volunteers, but certainly the Elks Lodge. I've talked about this a couple times this week, and I want to bring note to it whenever we can. There is a chance that the Halloween you and I got to do when we were kids isn't around anymore.
Yeah, but it's really not.
As a society, we've kept Halloween going. We keep it a thing. We just found new ways to do it. We found new ways to adapt, to have events for kids to be able to go to that are safe and fun, like the Elks Lodge is hosting this Friday. I commend our community. I commend the society for that, because I think it's pretty darn cool.
Yeah, because I think especially after COVID, a lot of that went away. You didn't want people knocking on your door during that time. And I think the trunk or treats that popped up were actually a very good thing, because, you know, now we get a lot of people in a small group. Just think, just around us down there, downtown, we've got the police station that's doing it. We've got us that's doing it. I'm sure Boys and Girls Club is doing something.
Yeah.
So you've got three major things, and then usually they make their way up to the churches and the other organizations that are doing it. The Rafters are doing a little bit later on in the day, so they can make their rounds and hit up all these spots. And they don't have to knock door to door to get candy, like we did back in the day.
It seems, you know, now that we're saying it out loud, I'm a little jealous, actually. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool that happens.
Don't have to put on all the miles, you know, right? Stuff. Or know the right avenue where, hey, they've got the big candy bars.
We really knew street signs, too. We really knew where we were going. You know, what house was on what road and everything.
Yep. Oh, yeah. They had the big ones last year. We're going there again.
We're going there. Yep. We know that you guys do a great job, for Thanksgiving. You've hosted a number of different events over the years over there for Thanksgiving. This year got a really special one lined up.
Yep. So last year we had done our inaugural community Thanksgiving. So it was the first year, and we did about 125 people. I planned for about 150 to 200 people. So obviously we had a bunch of food left. And we were like, well, what do we do with that? Salvation Army is about the only pantry that you could take it to around that time of year prepared. But again, they're overrun with the same thing as everyone else. So we thought of this. One of our Elks officers and the sister of one of the Nakusa County cops Nakusa City cops that works with us, and she was like, why don't we bring it to the law enforcement officers that are working? So we were able to drop off meals for the working officers on that day at Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, Wood County Jail and Dispatch, and Port Edwards as well. We did reach out to Grand Rapids, but none of those guys were in, so is what it is. So this year we've kind of set that bar a little higher. Costs are up just a little bit. They're not terrible. I've been watching it year-round since all this craziness in the world now. But fortunately, the costs haven't been terrible. They said turkey's up about 12%. But beyond that, everything else is looking pretty good. Some things have come down, actually. So we're putting this on Monday, November 24th this year from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Lodge. It is an absolutely free meal to anyone in our community. Anyone. Doesn't matter what walk of life. Doesn't matter if you're in need. Doesn't matter if you're alone. Maybe you lost your spouse this year and you've got nowhere to go. Maybe you just don't feel like cooking. There's an option there. And it gives an second option and why we did it so early in the week, because that's probably the biggest criticism. Well, why not on the day? Well, yes, one, I do like to spend time with my family on the day.
Yeah.
But that's not a guarantee. And two, the thought was this. If I do a meal earlier in the week, if there is someone out there that is in need of this meal, this gives them a second opportunity to go join another meal later in the week. So there was some thought process that went into this, and I think it's a great meal. We're going to have all the favorites. We're going to have oven-roasted turkey, honey-glazed ham, mashed potatoes, staged stuffing, gravy, green beans with baby carrots, pumpkin pie, and cranberry sauce. Mm. And everybody gets the same plate, and it's a great thing.
It's a really meaningful event. It's one of the more meaningful things that happens in November, I think. I appreciate so much that you do this. I appreciate that you and your team work so hard on this. When it comes to the event itself, getting all the supplies together, all of those things, is there anything we as a community can do to help with that?
So you can donate to that. I'm not asking for food. I'm asking for funds, because I do order it through my food vendors and get as best deal that I can. For me, that's easiest way to do it. We have had a lot of donors so far. Many people came in. We had a $500 anonymous donation, James. That
right
was
on.
Crazy to me. They came in, they handed me an envelope. I'm thinking, you know, maybe it's $100 or something like that, which is great in itself. But they donated $500, chose to remain anonymous. Mm. So
that hits the heart. That's awesome.
And that paid for about roughly half of it, based off the funds we had left from last year after doing Breakfast with Santa and things with that. That all goes back into that fund. So if those funds are not used, we roll it into another community event. This was great. We are about $200 to $300 short of our current destination there. We've had some great donations from individuals and community members, as well as Elks and Sunrise Rotary as well. Mm. So we appreciate them donating to it. And again, we're looking to serve about 150 to 200 people, just like last year. Mm-hmm. And this time we want to do one better. Law enforcement deserves recognition, but also the EMTs and fire department workers that are doing that. I know a lot of the stations like to make their own meal and do all that themselves. But we'd like to offer that out to them as well this year as a way to get out to the community
and
give back to them.
Yeah, a great idea. And appreciate the thought. Appreciate that you guys think of that and everything. Couldn't agree with you more, man. So say people do want to add to that. They want to put into those funds. What's the best way to get in a hold of you? What's the best way of doing that?
Best way is to stop into the lodge and talk to me. I'm always there, usually, except for obviously right now. Stop on in, make a donation, and we'll get those funds up. I have a little thermometer that kind of tells us where we're at.
Oh, cool. I love those.
That I've been kind of doing that just in the lodge. And I'll be sharing out another post later, because we've gotten to that point where now it's, let's get this stuff in so I can get it ordered and get everything set. We're looking good on plates. We're looking good on stuff like that. But also, we're going to need volunteers, people to help serve, clean down. Everything's on disposables except for maybe the silverware. We'll use real silverware that day. But beyond that, it's a real simple day, easy to help out, easy to be there. I've got about 4 volunteers currently, maybe 5. So we'd be looking for a few more people. And again, if you just want to come out for the event, that's great as well.
Mm-hmm. And as far as the event and the day of the event, I appreciate that it's not on Thanksgiving. For one, for you and all the volunteers to be able to spend Thanksgiving with your loved ones. But we do eat every day.
Yes.
I mean, we need food every day. I actually think it works out better not having it on Thanksgiving, because hopefully on Thanksgiving, those individuals that do need these meals will have somewhere to go that is traditionally open on Thanksgiving. We have a lot of nonprofits, a lot of organizations doing things already on Thanksgiving, thankfully.
Yes.
Having it on another day, especially of that week, I think that's fitting. I think that works out great.
Yeah, I think that works great.
And appreciate the event again so much. What are the date of the Thanksgiving meal again?
It is Monday, November 24th from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Elks Lodge in the hall. You'll come in, you'll check in with somebody just to kind of give us an idea of what the numbers were. We're not taking it down because we need to know your name or anything like that. We're just taking it down so we have future reference on, okay, we ordered this much last year.
Yeah.
Just so we have bookwork on it to know that, hey, we did this, and this is how many people it impacted.
And one more time, the fun Halloween event coming up this weekend over at the Elks Lodge.
So, again, trunk or treat from 3 till 6, and then Halloween Heartbeats Dance for all ages from 6 p.m. until midnight at the Lodge.
And if people have follow-up questions, want to know more, want to reach out to you, whether it's donations, volunteering, anything like that, you mentioned stopping by. The Facebook page, is that another good way to get
a hold of? Yep, Facebook page is a wonderful way. Myself and Carrie monitor that, and we do a good job of making sure we're responsive. We also post out all the events that are happening, and we also post out the events that are happening in the community or for the community on our door. So you can see what nights we're open for burger night or bingo or any of those type of things.
Yeah. Keep that in mind, everybody. Not only bingo every Wednesday over at the Elks Lodge, which it's always hopping, always busy over there, and
yep,
a good time. But the food that's available, I believe Wednesdays and Thursdays you guys offer?
Yep. Wednesdays and Thursdays. We're open from 11 until 2 for lunch. We're back on DoorDash now, so you can check that out as well. We're just trying to do the best we can to get people back in the door and coming back into the lodge. The reason for opening up lunch was honestly to drive members that haven't been in there or our senior membership that doesn't maybe drive after 7 o'clock at night, so they can still come out and use the lodge and feel like, you know, they're appreciated and feel like they're still part of the thing.
Yeah. Oh, it's a really smart idea. It's great. And it's in good hands over there. It really is. We appreciate you, man. Thanks a lot for stopping by. We'll be sure to be talking about these events, and we'll be seeing you there.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.